Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Memtesam Abeis. We're holding three lines from the bottom of Memtesam and Aleph. So the Gemara mentioned the Shailo about whether or not if the Kohen Gadol dies after performing Chafina, if the backup Kohen Gadol could go Lefnai V'Lefnim with the first Kohen Gadol's Mulei Chafnav, assuming they have the same sized hands. And so the Gemara had said that that Shailo might be Talui and whether or not there's a second Chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Gemara, Di Bailu, Chayfen Chayzer V'Chayfen Olai. Is there a second Chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not? Toshema, we had on our Mishnah Memzayin and Aleph, we said that the Kohen Gadol performs a Chafina, and it's Talui in the size of his hands, HaGadol Fi Gadloi, V'Akatol Fi Katnoi, and the Mishnah said that V'Kach Chayzer Midaso, it said that that's the Mido, that's the Shir. So my lav kashem shemidasa mi bachutz kach midasa mi bifnim. What does these extra words kach haisa midasa mean? Doesn't it mean that just like that's the mida outside, so that's also going to be the mida inside when he does chafina a second time in the kodesh hakadoshim? So you see that there's a second chafina. Says the gemara loy. The mishnah might mean dilma sheim ratza lasa is mida aisa. Maybe the mishnah means to teach us that if he wants to, instead of performing the actual maisa chafina, he can get a kli that has the same shear as his mloy chafnav and use that kli to scoop out the shear of Mulei Chafnav from the Machta. Inami, the Mishnah might mean Shal Yechaser v'Shal Yoiser. It just means that V'kach Haisa Midasa, that you can't do any less and you can't do any more. It has to be exactly a Mulei Chafnav. So no Raya. Says the Gemara Tashimam, and this Raya is in the Bima Furish. The Braisa says Lehed Yoketzad Uaisa. How does he perform the second Chafina? Oiches is a bazuch brush it's Baisav. He holds the ladle with the tips of his fingers. V'yishaymer Bishinav. Some say with his teeth. Umale Begudalo Etch Megasa Benatzila Yadav. V'chayzu Machziru L'Sei Chafnav. So we said really should look at a picture to see how it's done exactly. But somehow he lifts up the ladle with his thumbs. And he picks it up, and then he turns it over, and he empties out the Keteres into his Mulei Chafnav. And then after he has the Keteres in his Mulei Chafnav, so really that's already the Braisa, we already have our Raya. So you see Lehedya, that there's a second Chafina. But once we mention the Braisa, we're going to continue, like usual, V'tzayfer, and he piles up the Keteres on top of the Gecholim, on top of the coals, and he piles it up, in order that the smoke should be slow to come. It shouldn't be that it smokes up so quickly. He piles it up, he makes it into a pile, so that it should smoke slowly, and in this way, it shouldn't be a sakana to the Kohen Gadol. If it would smoke right away, it might be a sakana. The Yeshayimim Mefazra, some say it was mamish, the opposite, that he would actually scatter the Keteres over the Gecholim. He would scatter it so that it should burn right away, so that it should burn very quickly. The Meiri explains, so that he shouldn't be nene from looking at the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Al-Kopanim Vizui Avayda Kasha Shebe Mikdash. This Avayda of the second Chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the hardest Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash. Frak the Gemara, like we've asked previously, Zuhi Vesulai, this is the hardest. Vayika Malika, but there's Malika, which is also very difficult. Vika Kamitza, and his Kamitza, like we had previously, was really referring to the Kamitza of the Mincha that's done in a Macheves and a Marcheshes. Machaves and a Marcheshes. El-Zuhi Avayda Kasha Me Avaydas Kasha Shebe Mikdash. Rather, the Braisa just means that this is of the hardest avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. But Al-Kopanim says the Gemara, Shmamina, Chayvin, V'chayzer, V'chayfin, Shmamina. You see from here, Lahed, in the Braisa, that there's a second Chafina. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Ibayiluhu. The Gemara asks the Shaila, Shachan umeis, mahu sheikanis acher v'damai. If the Kohen Gadol shechts the pyre, and then he dies, could the backup Kohen Gadol go in with the dam of the first Kohen Gadol, of the pyre of the first Kohen Gadol, or does he need to shecht a new pyre? Mi amrina b'pyre afilu b'damol shel pyre? When the pasuk says that b'zoyis yavo aron el kodesh b'pyre ben bakar, it says that the Kohen Gadol goes afnai v'lefnim with a pyre. Included in with a pyre means with the dam, and therefore the second Kohen Gadol is fulfilling the pasuk. He's going in with the dam of the pyre, which is also called a pyre. When the Torah says he has to go in with the power, so he has to mamish go in with the power, the dam of the power is not considered the power. And therefore, the second Kohen Gadol, the backup, he's going to have to shech the new power. So it says, the Gemara to Machlekes, Rabbi Chanina Amar b'par v'loi b'damol shopar, the dam is not called the par. V'Rish Lakash Amar b'par v'afilu b'damol shopar, even the dam is called the par. Rabbi Yami Amar b'par v'loi b'damol shopar, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar b'par v'afilu b'damol shopar. Eisver Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yami asked Rabbi Yitzchak, how could you say that bapar means even with the dam, that the dam is called the par. But what the lacha is that nimnenu meishchin yedei mimenu ad sheyishachit. The lacha by Karban Pesach, it says, ish lefi achlei techeisu al haseh, has to be al haseh. You can only join a chabura or withdraw from a chabura until the shashchito, until they shach the Karban Pesach, because it's only called ad al haseh until the shashchito. So you see, v'misan, and if it's true, that even after, even the blood of the par is called a par. So ad sheyizarek mi ba'ilei, so it shouldn't be talmid the shchita. It could still be called al haseh even until the shashrika. So until the shashrika, you should be able to join and withdraw from a chabura. Says the Gemara Shani Hasim over there by Karban Pesach, it's different. We're not learning it out from al haseh. In a chamami, it's called a seh even afterwards. But the pasuk says mihiyos miseh, which we darshan, we switch the hey to a ches mihiyusa deseh. Now it has to be that you join or withdraw from a chabura while the seh is still alive. Mihiyusa deseh. Masif Marzutra asked, the lacha by pidyon petach chamor, when you redeem a firstborn female chamor, so you have to be paided with a set. So you have to be dafka set, none of these other types of things, on an egel, not a chayo, and included in this list is not a shchuto. So you see, once it's shechted, it doesn't have a shame set anymore. It says the Gemara, Shani Hasim, over there also it's different, the yalav sef semi pesach. Because we learn out sef sef from Karban Pesach, that just like with the seh of a Karban Pesach, it has to be alive. You have to bring a seh. You have to bring a Karban Pesach. Then you shecht it. So too by pidyon petach chamor, it can't be something which is already shchuta. Back to Gemari, ma'alu halon zachar tamu ben shana, afkan zachar tamu ben shana. So we should learn that from Karban Pesach these other qualifications. Says the Gemara, tamu leimer tifta tifta. The note by pidyon petach chamor, the Torah says tifta tifta, which is a riba to marbe. That all these things, even though by Karban Pesach they're qualifications, they're not qualifications when it comes to pidyon petach chamor. Well, fact the Gemara, tifta tifta ribos, na filu kulhu nami, so we should be marbe all these things. Even the shchuta should be okay. Even the treifa, klayim, all these things should be okay. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be because imkain says semayahani lai. Because if that would be true, then what would the gzeir shavav says be working for? We wouldn't be learning out from Karban Pesach anything. So therefore we say we learn out from Karban Pesach these qualifications. And then certain ones we're married from tifta tifta. So now we're asking Akasha the other way. He asks Akasha and Rabbi Ami, how could you tell me that the dam, it's v'loy b'dam el shopar, it's the par v'loy b'dam el shopar, that the dam is not called the par, but the pasuk says regarding par kain Mashiach, it says v'haitzi es kol par, and this is talking about after it's already shechted, it says v'haitzi es kol par, so you see even after it's not alive anymore, it's still called a par. Says the Gemara, Shiyaitzi Eskulai. That doesn't mean that you take out the par. Because of Ad, it's not called the par anymore. Rather, it means that you take out whatever's left of the par. Everything that's left from the par, that's what you take out. So the pasuk is not calling the actual thing that's left, the par. You take out what's left from the par. In fact, the Gemara, another Kasha, it says regarding the par and Sari of Yom Kippur, it says, and this is talking now, the pasuk that the Gemara is about to bring is after the Zrikas Adam. It says, that's parachatas, the sirachatas. And so you see that even afterwards, it's not alive anymore, it's still called a paranasir. Says the Gemara in a Chanami, but over there it's different. Amar Papa Ba'aru Basur Feresh. That's because you have all the whole body of the par and the seer is still there. You have the whole Ar Basar and Peresh, and therefore that everyone the Kuli Amulei Pligi, that everyone agrees in a Chanami that could be called the par, that could be called the seer. Ki Pligi Bedam. The Machlokes is just specifically regarding the dam. Mar Savar Dam Ikri Par, Mar Savar Dam Lo Ikri Par. It's Machlokes. One man Damar holds that even the dam itself could be called the par. Another man Damar holds that no, the dam is not called the par. Amr Rav Ashi says, the Mistabra command Amr Dam Mikri Par. It's Mistabra, like the man Damar who says that even the Dam has a shame par to it. Why? Because the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk that we've been arguing about this whole time, that Bezvais Yevo Aaron Elokaidesh Bepar Ben Bakar. It says that Aaron Akain, the Kain Gadol, he goes of Naival of Nim with the Par. Now, Atu Bekarni Maile. What, you think he goes in holding the Par by its horns? El Budamai, he goes in with the blood, the Karile Par. And so we see that even though he's only going in with the blood, the Torah calls it the Par. So you see that the blood is called a par. So what's the pshat in the other man domer? The idach, the other man domer will tell you that the pasuk doesn't is not coming to describe what he's going into the kodesh hakodashim with. I've added that he's only going in with the dam, with the blood. That's not called the par. The pasuk means to describe b'meh huchshir Aaron lavu al kodesh. How does he prepare himself to go into the kodesh hakodashim? And the way he prepares himself is b'par ben pokar l'chatos. It's by having the par, and he says vidor and he shechts it. That's how he prepares himself to go l'fnai v'lefnim. That's what the pasuk's referring to. Oh, you're right.